Welcome to the Halcyon House Washington page. Halcyon House, you're not changing your lifestyle, just your address. I'm Sally Hart, on the one to count on for today's news and local information, KCII. On today's program, I'm talking with KCII Program Director Zach Eulen about KCII's new Good News segment. KCII has introduced a new segment in our news broadcasts. Can you share what this is?
Yes, first of all, Sally, thanks so much for allowing me to join you on the award-winning Halcyon House Washington Page segment. Our new segment is part of newscasts here at AM&FM KCII is the Good News segment. And we've always had award-winning reporting at KCII when it comes to community things, particularly City of Washington, Washington County, the area that we super serve. But in light of what we have going on, both locally and then out to the state level and nationally with COVID-19 and what's been coming in with that and our coverage there, we're balancing things out a little bit, adding more and a new scope to our news coverage with the Good News segment that you've been hearing for about the last 3 weeks on air.
And why do you think it's important, especially right now with the COVID-19 pandemic, to have this good news featured every day as part of our newscast?
There's a lot going on that I think most people would classify as not good news. I'm hesitant to use the word negative, but I think it's a time where things are a little bit unknown, and I think people like to see the positive side of things. In the end, when it gets down to it, we're all optimists, and it's nice to be able to draw on that. So in light of everything going on in the community and things like statistics regarding COVID-19 and cases and things like that, it's nice to draw on the positives that are coming out of this, because there are things, and you may not hear about those, or you may not hear as much about those. So our goal with the Good News segment is to not only take care of what's going on and get you the information that you want regarding COVID-19 and that you need on a first, fast, and accurate basis, but also bring about the positive side of what people in our communities and different projects that are going on regarding.
And if people know about these acts of kindness, this good news, how can they help us at KCII shine a light on it?
Yeah, so I think I would start with, in our opinion, and this is an opinion, so it's open to interpretation, what constitutes good news? And I know that we're talking here kind of in the setting of COVID-19, but if you check out what we have as far as good news is concerned, either on air in our newscast, if you caught that segment, or you jump on kciiradio.com and check out the good news area of the website, which is under the news category, or just go to the website, kciiradio.com/good news, you'll notice that, yes, right now in the spectrum of what's going on, a lot of things are related to projects or tangents off of COVID-19, but not everything is. So I think that I would kind of classify it as, if you think it's good news, it's likely good news. And I think if you've heard the promos that we've put together for it, it's things that are going on in the area. And again, not necessarily related to COVID-19. So if you see something that made you smile in the community in Southeast Iowa, if you saw something that made you proud to be from Washington County or our listening area, or somebody paying something forward or doing something positive, nice for somebody else, or just a story that that comes up. I mean, I'm looking at the webpage here as we're speaking, and the headlines for the stories that we've got right now on the front page include someone making an anonymous donation to a Wellman grocery store so that people can be helped out that are maybe dealing with some financial stress with what's going on, a free laundry day that was sponsored by the United Way to help people out, a sign on the side of Old 92 that was put together by some kids to kind of foster that sense of hope. The Winfield Wave Parade down at Winfield Mountain Union Schools, the Chamber Bucks Incentive Program, the Teddy Bear Hunt in Wellman, the PPE donations from Washington County Schools. I mean, the list goes on and on. So I would classify it as those are some examples of what good news is, but everybody's got their own definition. So if it's good news to you, we'd like to hear about it.
And again, the best way for people to send in those ideas is how?
So we've got a couple of different ways for that. Depending on what your favorite flavor of internet use, social media use is, or just in general contacting someone, we do have the website, kciiradio.com/good news. If you go to that site, you'll see a link to our email address there. You can email us either through that link or just in general. The address is goodnews@kciiradio.com. If you are on Facebook, and I know a lot of people are, we have a Facebook page for KCII Radio. Check that out. Click the Send Us a Message button. You can shoot us a message over there about what you have going on for good news there as well. So that's a couple of different ways to get in contact with us. And then just in general, if you visit KCIIradio.com, the same way we've had you contact us in the past about whatever may be going on that's of interest to you, the contact us button will get you through to us as well.
That's been today's Halcyon House Washington page with KCII Program Director Zach Eulen talking about KCII's Good News segment. Halcyon House, you're not changing your lifestyle, just your address. I'm Sally Hart with KCII News.